We're the Harmonics. I'm Dan.
And I'm Cleo.
Carrie.
Joanna.
Hero.
And this is our conversation for the audio project. All right. So, guys.
The first question is, why do physicists think physics is a fundamental science?
Well, I think physics is a fundamental science because it can relate to all the different scientific fields. And with everyday life, you can also relate it to physics. For instance, if you're walking, or even if you pick an item up, such as like a beer, because of static friction and things like that, you can actually pick up a beer.
And it takes forces to pick up that beer, and there's forces everywhere.
And gravity acting on those items.
So basically,
I guess physics is everywhere, no matter where we go, look, see.
AKA fundamental.
Thus it is fundamental.
The second problem is, how will problem solving relate to my future profession?
So, Hero, what do you want to be?
Well, I want to be a pharmacist, so... how about you, Joanna?
I want to be a physical therapist.
How will problem solving relate to that, though, Joanna?
I thought we're all.
As
physical therapist, I'll be introduced with to a lot of people with injuries, and so I have to figure out what the problem is and find the best way to alleviate that injury, and that's basically trying to solve that problem. And the solution is, you know, fixing the injury. So, what do you want to be, Carrie?
Well, I either want to be a marine biologist or a doctor, and there are lots of problems that arise in either of those. For marine biology, it would be how to protect maybe an endangered species and how to have that species repopulate. Or emergency medicine would be how to save a patient's life. Those are big problems. What about you, Cleo?
I want to be a medical technologist, and as a medical technologist, I'm going to come across problems to finding out if my research is valid, because I deal with lots of specimens such as semen, urine, and blood, and I gotta make sure that it's not contaminated by anything that's been collected improperly. How about you, Dan?
I wanna be an emergency medical doctor, so I guess I gotta do rapid fire problem solving, because it's each case is a different problem, so I gotta solve it fast. So.
Alright.
And so,
So does anybody know anything about critical thinking skills?
Or the Big Bang Theory?
The critical thinking skills is a process where you challenge your train of thought, and a model of the critical thinking is Bloom's taxonomy. It categorizes thinking into six processes. Do you guys have any examples of Bloom's taxonomy?
I have it as it being three domains, cognitive learning, affective learning, or psychomotor learning, and then I have examples of each of those. Within cognitive, there's knowledge, comprehension, application. Within affective, it's receiving phenomena and responding to that. And within psychomotor, it's perception, set, guided response, and so on.
And I have that in each level from the Bloom taxonomy, there's an example for the knowledge level where it's pretty much saying that you know something but you don't quite understand what you know. For example, there's a common fact.
E equals mc squared.
Yeah, it's just like that. Another example is the sky is blue. It's a common fact, but people don't really know why it's blue. And the first level, you would say that we know that it's blue, but you don't know why. And then the second level, you're trying to comprehend why it's blue. And you know it's not just blue, there's a scientific explanation. And the third level, you're applying what you know. You know that something is in the air that's making the sky blue. And in the fourth level, you're analyzing what makes the sky blue. There's different elements to why the sky is blue, such as the atmosphere, the light waves, the colors of the light, and the light in the air. And the fifth level has you synthesizing what you know. The ray light scattering makes the sky blue. As the light moves through the atmosphere, most of long wavelengths pass through, and shorter wavelengths is absorbed by gas molecules. The absorbed blue light is radiated in different directions and is scattered. Since you see the blue light overhead everywhere, the sky looks blue. Therefore, the sky is blue. Do any of you guys have anything to add on that?
I think we've
pretty much covered it. We pretty
much got it. So Dan, do you know anything about Big Bang Theory?
Any ideas?
Well, the Big Bang Theory is like very postmodernist, because postmodern thought, they don't really believe in formal conclusions or formal closure to anything. And because of the Big Bang Theory, you can't really prove that it happened, but a lot of people say the majority of like the scientific community believe that that's what really happened, and but they don't know how you can prove it. So because you can't really prove it, you can't really say that it's truth. That's why it coincides with postmodernism. Deep. Deep. Pretty cool.
Is that it? What would be some other examples, anybody, if they would notice, about other postmodernist thoughts or ideas?
Well, like chaos theory. They do a lot of chaos theory. They believe in, I mean, not believe, but they base their thought on, like, Nietzsche. Or Nietzsche is like the Superman theory, where there's no God, it's self.
Okay.
So, like, Big Bang Theory itself disproves that God created, like,
the
earth, you know, the whole 7 days of creation.
Okay.
So. Yep.
That about wraps it up.
I got
it. How are these all important?
Important because we deal with problems every day in life.
Or like, how is the Bloom's taxonomy, like how do you guys keep important?
There are ways of learning and thinking about things, going about things.
And the Bloom taxonomy pretty much says that you have to learn the basics before you can move on to learn the harder task of
learning how to
learn
or something.
Yeah.
Like.
You have to learn the easy stuff first.
Yeah, like
you're not going to really do the hard.
Cool.
All right.
So.